Life.
All right. Unfortunately, what you just heard there, we're talking about obviously the another 911 call, but that's a 911 call that had to do with a bus in California, a bus that unfortunately crashed. And just eerie to hear that, to hear the reaction. You could hear the desperation in the voice and whatnot. You know, sometimes we wrestle with the idea of do we air calls or not. But in this case, I think it shows that there was something that happened that really was panicky and trying to set the people on the right course of what do we do? How do we save these people? What are we going to do? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start talking about this bus crash in California. It's the California Highway Patrol reacting immediately after the crash between the FedEx truck and the college tour bus full of high schoolers. So they just came out on Thursday. Some of them were more casual and some of them were more frantic, where the operator is asking for directions to where, not directions, but to say where is this accident. And you had kids on that bus who, of course, had no clue where they were, and trying to tell them they were, you know, these were students that were going a long way. The cause of that April 10th crash that left the 10 people dead still under investigation. Five students died, three adult chaperones, and the drivers of the truck and the chartered bus. And it was they were hit head on is now what's unfortunately is what happened there. And when the bus hit, the operator asked, but the students were too harried. The bus was hit by the FedEx truck and hit them head on. I think we've got the assistant chief, Reuben Leal, who talks about the fact that the good news is now they have some new witnesses, because in trying to piece this together and figure out what happened there is so vital, because it was such a tragic thing. I mean, this is radio, but to describe to you the bus, I mean, it looks like it was from a movie set and was set on fire on purpose. It just poof, instantaneously went up. I mean, how there was even any survivors on this is a miracle. Take a listen to what the assistant chief had to say.
They're currently interviewing passengers and potential witnesses and continuing to find new witnesses.
Yeah, like I said, the shock, as you can you could tell in the voice at the top, it was definitely there, and that's why there were The good thing is there were people that witnessed this, so they can find out more of the specifics. As much as you can measure and look, it's not the same thing as a witness really giving you the skinny on what happened. So the burned out remains of the tour bus that collided with that FedEx truck on Interstate 5 on Thursday in Orland, California, that led to all those deaths is now still the focus of a wide investigation and trying to get anybody who saw anything to give a description of it so that they're able to piece it together. What a way to start the show, because this is, I'll tell you what, really a week and weekend of celebrating. A lot of people take some time off. They're with their families. It's Easter. It's Passover. It's whatever you celebrate. But it's a time of what I think is kind of renewal for a lot of people. So this is the weekend where all these sad things that we've been talking about, it's where you kind of want to, I think, take a step back from everything and just take a breath. It's just a reminder of how precious life is, and you just never know what's going to happen, what's around the corner. You're on a ferry, then it's underwater. You're on a bus, a freak accident happens. A myriad of things of what we've talked about. You're on a plane, you're going to China for the first time in your life, you saved all your money, it disappears from the radar, and we still don't know what happened March 8th to the 777, the Boeing that disappeared, Flight 370. And such is life, and this is that reminder as for whatever it is that you're doing. You can kick and scream and whine, but this is it. There's no dress rehearsal. You can't always control what's happening around you or the circumstance that you find yourself in. Hey, coming up this hour, I want to make sure I set the stage for you. We are going to lighten the load. I promise. You might be going to the movies over the weekend. You might catch something that's already out, or perhaps you're just going to sit back in your own screening room. But if you do go to a movie, send us a review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So at the tail end of the hour, we send you off with a movie review of some of the top movies that are coming out. One movie has been getting a lot of attention. Johnny Depp is in it, and it's one of those sci-fi kind of movies. It looks kind of interesting, and it's getting a lot of play, so it may be one of the top movies, maybe, at the box office after all is said and done in the first couple of weeks of its release. Also, we're going to have a conversation just a little bit on the lighter side as to real estate and mortgages and what makes sense. A lot of people are trying to get out of 30-year mortgages because they don't want to be buried in that. They want to get it paid off quicker. They want to be buried in that debt. And there are alternatives to doing that. Most people are staying away from the ARMs now, because the adjusted rates, because of what happened in 2008 to so many people. But there are people that aren't doing the 30-year mortgage anymore. So we're going to talk to a top real estate agent in Manhattan who has some funny things to say about some of the properties there. They just blow your mind at how expensive it is to get a tiny little place in Midtown Manhattan. More reasons why people are moving to places where they don't have state income tax and where they can buy a little bit bigger place instead of living in a shoebox, even though New York has amazing things to offer. It doesn't offer people a lot of space often. But anyway, he talks about that and how some of it is pretty pricey, and then also the stuff about what you can do with a mortgage as well. And then we're going to mix up some of the odds and ends, try to hit on things that you might have missed. We know everything's wrapping up, of course, on the Hill, a couple of weeks off for an Easter break, and then it's back to business. But the business of what? What is the Senate and what is the House tackling next? It's midterm election, so nothing that can be perceived as a third wire. Anything that could trip, I call the third wire, anything that could trip somebody up that's running for re-election, or anybody who could be in a dogfight for their seat. Mary Landrieu, the senator from Louisiana, is in one of those positions where she could lose because of Obamacare, and she tried to distance herself somewhat from Obamacare, but it's attached to her. This could be a tough election for her. She might not win it. There are other Democrats in the same precarious situation. And some think the Senate could go the way of the elephants, of the Republicans, not the Democrats this time around. All right, hang with us. We're booting to the other side. I'll meet you there. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On that ferry that overturned, rescue teams are pumping air into submerged South Korean ferry where at least 28 people have died, and there are 200-plus missing, so that number's kind of misleading. What a sad deal. A bunch of high school students out on a four-day trip, and the captain bails. It looks like they could have hit something underneath the boat, and before you know it, the boat sinks. And now they're doing everything they can to see if they can find anyone who might have found a pocket of air. But now, you know, you're talking a couple of days in that water. It could be really, really tough. Regardless, there are a lot of search teams that are there and boats trying to help out. The U.S. is involved in this one. And let's see what they come up with. Maybe there's a miracle or two to be had. And wouldn't that be terrific news? Absolutely. But they've got to do something with the ship. They've got to be able to pull it up and search, or at least try to recover whoever they can, so they can tell parents and other people, obviously, what they found out. But as more days go by, the tougher that becomes. Just a quick note on the search for Flight 370. Time is running out. Leads are running out, but they're still doing it. The Australian Prime Minister says they may have to regroup, but not bailing on the effort to do it, which is pretty interesting because they had to have burned through a bunch of money. There was a heavy thought that this submergible, almost looking like a almost looking like a torpedo, a submergible craft that they were able to put into the water that could go really deep down, might be able to find some debris and give them the answers they wanted. But so far that hasn't happened. So it's the same thing. Every day that goes by for this searching underwater, trying to come up with debris, the further they get away from really the truth of finding the mystery of what happened to Flight 370. How a Boeing 777 just poof disappears off the radar into thin air, I have no idea. And there are theories, and we've talked about them, and a lot of you think that something happened to this plane intentionally, but we still don't know all of that. We just have theories and a bunch of missing people and a missing plane. And all that pinging and all of those satellite photos and all of the countries chipping in, nothing new has turned up. Nothing new has turned up, just a different search area, a smaller search area. But nothing concrete. And then that's what the families are looking for. Show me a wing. Show me anything. Show me the plane. Show me something. But they haven't been able to do that. So it keeps people on edge. And can you blame them? What do you do? When do you say uncle? When do you say I have to move on? When do you say I can't stay at this hotel anymore and wait and wait and wait and wait for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks? I can't do it. So, unfortunately, for those people, no resolve yet. Nothing. No resolve. All right, here's a strange story that I'm going to just throw into the mix because I meant to throw it in before, and it's what the heck. Because we're so doom and gloom oriented all of a sudden. So check this out. How do you accidentally ship two kittens? I wonder how often this kind of thing happens. But two kittens.
Aww.
They did. They got packed in. Nathan, they got packed into newborn kittens. They got packed into a cardboard box in L.A. and they were shipped to a cable company in San Diego. So a warehouse employee at Cox Communications office in San Diego discovered the kittens April 4th, opening up a fiberglass delivery from Hollywood and saw the kittens. And luckily, thank goodness, first of all, thank goodness they opened the box because the tiny kittens survived. They're getting constant attention, though, because they were stored away. You know, they didn't have any food or any of that kind of stuff, so they're getting bottle feeding every 2 hours. That's what they're doing at the shelter. And they don't know how the kittens got into the shipment box. They don't know how that happened. The mother cat was probably looking for a safe place to keep the newborns, I guess. That's what the theory is. And these are just these tiny little fur balls that they're calling Mouse and Wi-Fi. So this is wild, though. They survived 126 miles, and they were discovered. So, you know, so the good thing is, folks, this is your happy story. The good thing is that they were discovered. They were discovered, and now they're being taken care of. I mean, that would be wild, though, to be the person that cuts open that box. You're cut up in the box, and you're not expecting to hear the meows, the cries of the kittens, to see kittens, frankly, when you open it. And that had to be shocking for the person that found them, certainly not expecting to see that. Ugh. All right, since we're kicking the tires here and throwing in a few fun things, like I said, we're gonna come out with movies at the tail end of the show, and coming up next, we're talking about crazy, out of this world types of apartments that you could buy in New York City. Of course, you'd have to win the lottery, along with some useful information on 30-year mortgages and how you can get into a mortgage that's like a 15-year mortgage or something much less. Auto shows are huge. How many people out there are listening love to go to auto shows? I just went to a classic car auto show that was down the street from where I lived, and it was really cool. I think I don't even know if I talked about it on the air, but they had like a baby blue, two of them, baby blue T-Birds. They were so cute looking. And they had Porsches and Ferraris and just a wild mixture of cars. And the New York City auto show is huge. That has become so big. And now it's so big they've got Google Maps that show you what it looks like, you know, what the cars look like, and they have a 360 degree cameras that are mounted on the roofs, and they post pictures of what they see and what they see out the windows where from the vantage point of the cars. It's pretty wild. But the cars themselves are mind-blowing, some of these cars. There are about 1,000 of them at the big convention center in Manhattan. And if you can dream it, it's probably there. Or if it's some car that you just salivated over from a magazine or actually seeing it on the street somewhere, that's the kind of cars that we are talking about. We're talking about the Bugatti Veyron. We're talking about the Bentley Flying Spur V8. The Bentley. And we're talking about cars that are ridiculously expensive and most likely you, like me, could only dream about if you were into cars. But the fact that this show has gotten bigger and bigger, people are interested. People are interested in seeing that. They want to see the cars, and some of them even want to do a test drive. They say about 57% of the people who go to a car show, they have a plan to see a specific car, and they're likely to visit a dealer for a test drive. Wow. Well, if you're in the business of selling cars, that's pretty good odds, 57%. Why not? You know, why not go to the car show? Because it's got to cost them some money. Have people see the cars and maybe they'll go into your dealership. 30% of the people who go don't have a plan. But 57% do. And that is a very, very, very big, big number. I guess in my lifetime I've probably been to about a handful of them. And I like the classic car shows the best. I mean, the new cars are cool, but I think I'm old school and I like the classic old cars, the cars that you'll never see again unless somebody happens to have a throwback one and they're driving it on the road. Coming up next, Pej. We're talking real estate here on America Tonight.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Segment called It's Your Business. The business of owning a home and how long it takes to pay it off, and now we just went through the tax period, so you know the whole thing about writing off whatever it is, the interest on the house, and this is when people start to have those conversations. How much are you paying? Can you get out of a 30-year mortgage? And what about some of the crazy things that have happened in the past? Pej Barlavi joins us now, and Pej Barlavi is the CEO of Barlavi Realty, and he's been in the biz for 18 years, and we figured we were going to pick his brain because he's there in that New York real estate market and talk about what some of the alternatives are that people are turning to when it comes to the 30-year mortgage. So, Pej, first of all, thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So the 30-year mortgage, is that dead? Are a lot of people trying to get away from doing a 30-year mortgage if they can?
I think most people are waking up to the fact that, you know, 30 years is a long time to hold on to a property. And they're leaning towards a 15-year mortgage. You know, you're paying a little bit more in terms of your monthly payments, but you're building up equity much faster, and it seems to be the route these days.
Yeah, so if they can't afford to do it, I mean, there's alternatives to what you can do. It's like a buddy of mine said in Vegas, he said, listen, if cash is the option, then do that. If cash is king. Is that true? Is cash king?
Cash is king, absolutely. As a matter of fact, 3 out of the 5 homes that are in contract through me and my company are cash. The other 2 are loans, and both of them are putting at least 50% down. Again, you know, it's just a lot of the equity, so you can have at least your lower payments.
Yeah. You've got experience in both residential and commercial sales. Is commercial high right now, or is this a tough time as far as commercial property?
Well, in Manhattan, in certain areas, it's really picked up. We've been doing a number of transactions with multifamily units and as well as office buildings. So it is picking up. The retail section in New York is also picking up, which is good to see that there's a lot more retail being leased out, which is a nice thing to see.
Yeah, when people do the commercial route, what's kind of the rule of thumb, especially in a pricey area, because it's all about location. So if you're in a pricey area, you're going to pay, but you want the premium of what the location is. So what's the rule of thumb there? What do people have to have as far as, like, you know, there's lots of entrepreneurs and they have some backing, but what does somebody need to really be able to grab that property up?
Well, the first thing is you should look at your cap rate, which is a capital gains rate, you know, what you're putting down and what you're buying it for, what the rate is in return per year. So you just have to make sure that it justifies the commercial building that you're purchasing. In return, the location, usually if you're paying for a location, you should be able to get high leases and high rents, so you should have a decent cap rate. Now, if you're going to be going to a lender to get a mortgage on a commercial space, you really got to have an existing business, or the building must already have a high cap rate in order for the banks to give you financing.
Yeah. Are you finding that either way, whether it's commercial or whether it's residential, that people are looking for the adjustable rate mortgage, or no, they're staying away from it?
I think they're staying away from it. America as a whole has woken up to the dangers of an adjustable rate. Right now, the rates are really low. You know, some of the lowest I've seen in the years that I've been in real estate. But, you know, the talk is that in the next year or two, by end of 2015, early 2016, mortgage rates are going to go up. Interest rates are going to go up. So you're going to get stuck again where your rates are low now, and you may get a lower rate than what it is now. But then, you know, 2 years from now, you may double your payments. And that's why so many people got into this housing problem that we had in 2006, 2007. So there's been a really big wake-up call to that type of lending and trying to stay away from it. I certainly don't really recommend it unless you're going to pay off the property within a very, very short time, 3 years, 4 years, maybe 5 years maximum. Otherwise, you're probably better off getting a fixed rate.
Yeah. You know, as somebody who grew up in the East Coast, it's interesting. People have different opinions about, you know, what is New York like and what's the real estate market like there and what's really hot, because now we have all these television shows, you know, Real Housewives of New York and New Jersey and everywhere else. What are the is Midtown hot? Is it Central Park West? What still today is
Manhattan,
the hottest place?
Manhattan is really hot. If you're going to just dissect into locations right now, Midtown West around 57th Street, Central Park South, that area is super hot. You got a bunch of gorgeous high-end condominiums that are about to be completed, and you're looking at $4,000 up to $6,000 a square foot. So 1,000 square foot, one bedroom or a small two bedroom, you're going to be paying around $4 to $6 million for it. That neighborhood is on fire. Then you have Tribeca, which one of my favorite neighborhoods, really up and coming. They've really done a lot to it. Again, a lot of the new developments are going there. A lot of new lofts are being rehabbed. So the prices are also skyrocketing, and they're bringing in a lot of retail and a lot of restaurants down there. So it's a hot neighborhood right now.
When you're in this business, I've always wondered this for anybody doing real estate, and you go into these great places. I mean, doesn't it make you want each one that you go into that you really like?
You know, there's two things that I love about real estate. One is all these unusual and grand spaces in Manhattan. And the view, sometimes, you know, up in, on the 40th or 50th floor, you get some of the most jaw-dropping views. And the second thing is the negotiation. I love to negotiate and try to fight for my clients. So, but lately it's just, that's been impossible because Manhattan's been on fire. Four out of the five apartments that we have in contract, have been over asking. So, that are in contract over the asking price. So it's just been, crazy. Really, just Manhattan has skyrocketed the last few months.
I said at the top of this, you know, we do a thing called four-year business, and you've been doing this almost 20 years. What drew you to real estate?
You know, when I was in high school, my parents were flipping houses in California, so I got a little taste of it there, and then I moved to New York, and I did a little bit of jewelry when it was really hot. I was a gemologist for a little while, and then I just saw real estate was still my calling, and having these gorgeous apartments and going into some of these extravagant homes that my friends and family had. My family just kind of pushed me into it, and they kept saying that I should be doing this. I was born to do this, so 10 years owning my own business, here I am.
What's the toughest thing when you're in this business? You know, when you're in the business of real estate, you got people on all ends talking to you. You, as you just said, negotiating for your clients, but then you deal with the clients. I mean, what's the typical, how long does it take from the time someone decides, yeah, Pej is my man, this is it, and you start to show people and all that kind of stuff? What's a typical close rate? How long does it take in New York?
Well, if there's two. I mean, if you're the type of person that knows what you want and you clearly tell me exactly what it is you want, what neighborhood it is, and you have a focus and a goal, it's pretty simple easy to find you the right home. But if you're very wishy-washy, you still don't know what it is, what you want, where do you want to live, it gets a little bit harder. But what most people don't know about New York is the closing time. It actually takes a while. From the day that your offer gets accepted until you close, it takes, if you're a cash buyer, it's going to take you about 2 months to close, regardless. And if you're getting a loan, you're looking up to about 4 to 5 months to close right now in Manhattan.
Right. So if somebody comes to you and they say, listen, I just want it. I mean, let me give you the cash. You got to love that client because it's the whole process has got to be easier.
Well, for real estate, as a real estate broker, it's easier because our job really just is find the space, negotiate it, and get the contracts out. We have nothing to do with contracts. The purchaser must have an attorney. The seller must have an attorney. They work out the contracts. They negotiate all the terms of the contracts and the closing. And if you have a lender, if you're getting a mortgage, at closing, you have the lender's attorney there and the deed recorder there and the two attorneys there. So it's like a circus of attorneys. But you know, they get the job done. If you have the right attorney, it gets done, especially if it's cash. When you're getting a loan and you're buying a co-op, it could be very tedious and time consuming. A co-op with getting a mortgage, you're looking at 4 to 5 months closing time.
All right. Good stuff. Pej Varlavi, check out his website if you want to really salivate over some jaw-dropping views, rather, as he was talking about in some incredible places. It'll make you really want to win the lottery. VarlaviRealty.com. Thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new Sophian dream. You do something to me.
A flick on the weekends each and every week here on America Tonight. We do our cheap movie reviews. A lot of you have been responding lately to this. Keep it coming. If you send me a cheap movie review, it could just be a line or two. Tell us the movie's not worth the $8.50 or the $25 or whatever it is that you pay for the movie. Or you think you found a really great movie to go and see and it's worth catching it on the big screen. Lot of publicity for this movie. It's called Transcendence. Take a listen.
Please welcome my partner in science and in life, Dr. Will Castor.
The path to building superintelligence requires us to unlock the most fundamental secrets of the universe. imagine a machine with a full range of human emotion. Its analytical power will be greater than the collective intelligence of every person in the history of the world. Some scientists refer to this as the singularity.
Professor?
I call it transcendence.
A series of attacks conducted by a radical anti-tech group known as Rift.
They hit AI labs all over the country.
We lost decades of research and development.
It's radiation poisoning. The bullet must have been laced with it. The effect is irreversible.
Will's body is dying, but his mind is a pattern of electrical signals. We can upload his consciousness. We can save him.
Not like this. Assuming that this works, if we missed anything, a thought, a childhood memory, how will you know who you're dealing with? Oh my God.
I can't feel anything.
I'm here.
You need to get me online. I need more power.
It may be intelligent. It may even be sentient. This is not well.
Shut it down.
Shut it down? It's him!
Your friends cross the line. They don't know the danger.
This is astounding.
So how do we fight it?
You can't. An AI is like any intelligence. It has needs.
The real will die.
It'll start to evolve.
Where's the machine?
It's impulse. Perhaps the entire world.
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
All right, Johnny Depp is obviously, you can hear his voice and it's so clear. He's a researcher whose mind becomes part of the machine. And you could tell it from that little clip there. That's exactly what was being manipulated. This movie is actually PG-13, believe it or not. It's sci-fi, action all the way. There's some violence, that kind of stuff, heavy drama. And this is a movie I think that's going to get a lot of play over the weekend. For most of the people who rated it, gave it 4 to 5 stars, so did pretty well with a lot of the critics for whatever that's worth. And you'd recognize other people in this too. Kate Mara's in it, also in it. Josh Stewart, Rebecca Hall, Paul Bettany, Morgan Freeman is another voice that you probably heard in that too. I think I think it does pretty well at the box office. If that's not tops, I don't know what this next one will be like, but it's a pretty interesting subject matter, something we've been talking about a lot lately, bears.
This Earth Day, you're invited somewhere incredible. Somewhere beautiful. Somewhere unpredictable. Into the world of bears. Sky and her newborn cubs.
Hold on to me as we go.
And follow them on the most important journey of their lives.
It's unfamiliar road.
From Disney Nature comes a story all parents share.
Gonna make this place yours.
About the love, the joy, the struggle, and the strength it takes to raise a family.
Trouble in my dragon now. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Disney Nature's Bears. See Bears opening week, and Disney Nature will make a donation in your honor to help protect our national parks.
All right, Bears. Of course, we've been talking about the Bears getting closer and closer to people, like in Florida, for example, where that attack was. But this is a happy thing about Bears. Bears are cute, cuddly, and perfect for kids. So I suppose if you are babysitting or you have a young child, this is the kind of movie that they would love. It's a family movie. It's a Disney movie that gets thumbs up across the board. How can you trash a Disney movie that showcases bears, two mother bears, and all the life lessons that they impart? And the good news is, too, it's barely an hour long. So, because the attention span of most kids, not very long, right? So this movie fits right into it. For a completely different departure, so we've had sci-fi, Disney movie, now A Haunted House 2.
I'm so happy we moved in.
Yeah, me too. You know I love you and those kids, right?
Oh, no. He's playing with his imaginary friend again.
What's doing there, buddy? Want to help me load some boxes?
Tony says, oh, hell no. I ain't your slave.
Is it me or is his imaginary friend sound black?
I would just moved in.
He was just wondering maybe if you wanted to add us to your route.
What do you mean?
You know, cut out grass. Cheers.
Are you serious? Dude, I live here, bro.
Oh! The nice young.
What's happening again?
I'm gonna hide. We have 3 o'clock to try to find you.
Aha! I got you. What the? Oh!
You want something? You can't kill me!
You have to see that.
Hey!
Oh my god!
You can't be jumping out on brothers like that. God, I don't know. It's like he's scared to come in the house or something.
Of course I would do it.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Call 911. Tell him the dog is white. Tell him the dog is white.
My cousin is in here, guys.
We're going to need to get a priest and perform a real exorcism.
I know a guy. He's a little unconventional, though.
All right.
Demon break. Who wants a mojito? Oh, the black guy's got a gun.
Hot cake.
You need a blood sacrifice.
What in the hell?
You want to get rid of the demon or not? What's up, chicken? I ain't playing around.
Cheers.
Right on.
All you gotta do is let them in.
You talking about demons?
Worse. The Kardashians. They got Lamar. They got Kanye. They gonna get your ass.
All right, a different kind of haunted house, too. You go and see a movie. Remember, send us a review to americatonight.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.